Welcome again to the Kudzai.net Shona Lessons Podcast. I'm your host, Kudzai, and I hope you're ready for another exciting Shona lesson. Let's get started with a quick update on the upcoming website. The website, www.kudzai.net, will be transitioning soon into the official home of the Shona Lessons Podcast. Be on the lookout for this upcoming transition, which will include supporting materials to help you on your journey in learning this great language, spoken by millions of people in Zimbabwe, Africa. Are you ready for today's lesson? Today we're going to begin with a pronunciation guide to the words and phrases that you received via Twitter since our last lesson. For those of you who haven't signed up yet, go to www.twitter.com/kudzai.net. That's www.twitter.com/kudzaidotnet. Once you arrive on the Twitter site, just sign up and begin following the kudzai.net podcast, which will give you updates when I send Shona words and phrases between our audio lessons. With Twitter, you can set up your account to receive kudzai.net tweets directly to your mobile phone through SMS text messaging. It's easy, and best of all, there are no charges for this service. Of course, just make sure you check with your mobile phone provider to find out what your personal text messaging rates are. But you can be at ease knowing that this service is free from Twitter. Let's begin by reviewing this week's words and phrases. Are you ready? Let's go. Ndaneta. I'm tired. Ndaneta. I'm tired. Ndaneta nebasa. I'm tired of work. Waneta. You are tired. Waneta. You're tired. Ehe waneta. Yes, you're tired. Kuneta. This means to be tired. Kuneta. To be tired. Kuneta kunorwadza. To be tired is painful. Kuneta kunorwadza. Or you can say, being tired is painful. It's the same. Kuneta kunorwadza. Aneta. He or she is tired. Aneta. Mwana aneta. The child is tired. Nyasha aneta. Nyasha is tired. Taneta. We are tired. Taneta. We are tired. Hatidi kuenda nekuti taneta. We don't want to go because we're tired. Hatidi kuenda nekuti taneta. We don't want to go because we're tired. Okay, let's break this sentence down for you so you can understand each word. Hatidi means we don't want. Hatidi. Kuenda means to go. Kuenda. Nekuti means because. Nekuti. And taneta means we are tired. Taneta. Okay, let's say the whole sentence together slowly. Hatidi kuenda nekuti taneta. We don't want to go because we're tired. Okay, so now I'm sure you're tired, or I'm sure waneta, of hearing about being tired. So we're going to move on. Pamsoroi. Excuse me. Pamsoroi. Pamsoroi. Excuse me. And just as a side note, this is used like if you're walking at a store and someone is in front of you and you just want to say, excuse me, you can say, pamsoroy, and immediately they'll move out of the way. Or you can use this, actually in Shona culture, it's very interesting because before we eat, we have to say, excuse me. It's a sign of respect to the person who prepared the food for you. So before you eat your next sadza and derere meal, make sure you say, pamsoroy. Taura, talk. Taura. Ndiriku taura na tsitsi. I am talking to tsitsi. Ndiriku taura na tsitsi. I am talking to tsitsi. Ngati taure. Let's talk. Ngati taure. Let's talk. Taura mushe. Speak well. Taura mushe. I like to use this phrase when my nephew is mumbling or saying something I don't understand, which of course is all the time because he's only 2 years old. Taura mushe. Speak well. Nda taura. I've spoken. Or I spoke. Nda taura. I've spoken. So if you want to say, I've spoken to her, you say, nda taura naye. Or if you want to say, I've spoken to Nyasha. Nda taura na Nyasha. Okay, here's a unique phrase. Tora zhinu zhako. Take your things. Tora zhinu zhako. Tora means take. Zhinu means things. Zhinu means things. Zhako means yours. Tora zhinu zhako. Here's another good one. Nekuti. Nekuti means because. So let's construct an easy sentence with the word nekuti. Handidi chikafu nekuti ndaka guta. Handidi means I don't want. Chikafu means food. Nekuti means because. Ndaka guta means I'm full. So now the whole sentence is, handidi chikafu nekuti ndaka guta. I don't want food because I'm full. Famba, walk. Famba means walk. Tinofamba netsoka. We walk with our feet. Or we walk with feet. Tino means we do something, such as tinojga, meaning we eat. Famba means walk. Ne, remember, means with, referring to when you're referring to a thing. Ne means with. And that's when referring to a thing. Tsoka. Feet. Tinofamba netsoka. Tinofamba netsoka. We walk with our feet. Kwira. Climb. Kwira. Climb. Kwira. Ndiri kukwira muti. I am climbing a tree. Ndiri, I am, kukwira, to climb, muti, tree. I am climbing a tree. Ndiri kukwira muti. Ngati kwire tese. Let's climb together. Ngati means let us. Quire. Now this means climb when you're talking about someone doing it or someone doing it together with you. Quire. Tese. Together. Tese means together. Ngati quire tese. Kunze means outside. Kunze, outside. Ndiri kunze, I am outside. Now, before we end today's lesson, I want to give you two sentences that you can practice until the next lesson. Musikana uyu arikufamba kumusika. That girl is walking to the market. Musikana uyo arikufamba kumusika. That girl is walking to the market. Musikana means girl. Musikana. Musikana. And also, if you prefer to make the sentence about a boy, you can say mukomana. 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 This means boy. Uyo means that one. Uyo means that one. And this is used when referring to a person. Musikana uyo. That girl. Mukomana uyo. That boy. Arikufamba is walking. Ari is a way to say is when referring to a person. Remember the word famba means walk? Arikufamba. Arikufamba means is walking. Musikana uyo arikufamba. That girl is walking. Mukomana uyo arikufamba. That boy is walking. Kumusika, to the market. Musika means market. Musika. So when we say kumusika, it means to the market. So one more time. Musikana uyo arikufamba kumusika. That girl is walking to the market. Mukomana uyo arikufamba kumusika. That boy is walking to the market. Great job. Now for our last sentence. Ngatiende kunotaura naye. Let's go and talk to her. Ngatiende kunotaura naye. Let's go and talk to her. Ngatiende kunotaura naye. Ngati means let us. It's used to invite someone to do something with you. Ngati fambe. Let's walk. Ngati kwire. Let's climb. Ngati jge. Let's eat. So ngatiende means let's go. Remember, enda means go. Kuno. Kuno means to go and do something. Kuno. For example, to go and walk. Kuno famba. To go and climb. Kuno kwira. To go and eat. Kuno jga. It's very easy to see the many patterns in Shona that make the language so easy to learn and understand. As always, keep looking for these patterns, which will help you to learn faster. Let's continue. Taura. Taura means talk. Taura. Talk. Taura. Naye means with her or with him. Naye. Can you guess what these phrases mean? Famba naye. Walk with her. Kwira naye. Climb with her. Ijga naye. Eat with him. Notice that in Shona, there's no difference between talking about a male or a female. Unlike many languages, you don't have to learn a masculine and a feminine version. Once you know how to say something, it's the same for both genders, male or female. So, one more time, let's review our two sentences. Muskana uyo arikufamba kumusika. That girl is walking to the market. Musikana uyo arikufamba kumusika. That girl is walking to the market. Ngatiende kunotaura naye. Let's go and talk to her. And remember, if you want to say Mukomana uyo arikufamba kumusika, it now means that boy is walking to the market. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you again for joining me on the Shona Lessons podcast. I hope you're enjoying the lessons, and please continue to look out for the transition of www.kudzai.net into the Shona Lessons podcast website. Also, something very important, please email me and let me know if you prefer longer lessons or shorter lessons. I'll adjust the podcast to what's best for you. Thanks again. Toanana. If you have any questions or comments or just want to say hi, send me an email. The email address is shona@kudzai.net. That's Shona, like the language, S-H-O-N-A, at Kudzai, that's K-U-D-Z-A-I.net. Shona@kudzai.net.